The Petty-ish Podcast.
Petty-ish.
Yeah.
After.
Remember?
No. Yes. I know what you're about to say. You're going to say it's my fault that we haven't had an episode.
Yes.
But it's your fault.
Why is it my
Girl,
fault?
Girl, you had one almost
oh,
COVID.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot. All right. The first time, it was Kayla's fault.
Yeah, well.
And then last week. Oh, we should talk about that.
She thought she had COVID.
I did think I had COVID. Okay. In my defense, I really initially was just like, I have a sinus infection. But then, you know, somebody in the building had the Rona. They didn't tell us who.
Yeah, I was upset by that. I think that if somebody in your office building has COVID, you should tell everybody needs to know exactly who
it was.
It is.
So they know if they came in contact with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Because I don't talk to people in the newsroom, but like this dude right here,
uh-huh.
if I pass him every day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I wasn't happy about that.
Well, Wade told me, he was like, the person that had it thought they had a sinus infection. I said, oh my God. And so I got paranoid. But I was feeling crazy. Like, I was getting really dizzy and then my stomach was hurting. I said, oh my God.
I think that was all made up in your head because you thought you had COVID.
It wasn't in my head because even after I got both of my test results, I still did not feel great. Like, so
did any of them, did the rapid come back positive?
No, the rapid came back negative and the doctor was like, take it with a grain of salt because it happens to a lot of people. And she was like, a lot of people do think they have a sinus infection and it ends up being COVID. I said, oh my God. So
oh my God.
They swapped me for another test and then I got the results back like 3 days later. So, but it was annoying because my parents made me stay in my room. And if I had to come out, they said, put your mask on. nobody wanted to feed me. Like, it was awful.
Girl. I understand why.
Yeah, the same. It'd be different if
nobody
I lived
wanted
by myself.
To feed me.
Like, it was, they didn't want to feed me.
Nobody wanted to feed me. I had COVID and nobody wanted to go. Of course.
It was crazy. My mom works with these people. Like, come on, shorty. Like,
you should be used to this by now.
You're going
to
starve
well,
me
that's
out.
Well, that's what I don't know how you do it because your mom's a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you're not even at least a little bit scared.
I was at the beginning and now I was like, well.
It is what it
Walk
is.
Walk by faith, not by sight. Because
yo, when Carly was telling me that she almost had COVID or she thought she did, she was like, honestly, like, I'm glad so I could just get this shit over with. And she was like, honestly, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as people think it would make it up to be.
Yeah.
It wasn't even COVID.
Two of my friends have had COVID. One, it was like they just had a cough and they were like... And the other one, like, she sounded a mess because really? She was really tired and, like, she was out of breath. But,
yeah, I hear it's different for everybody. I know some people lost their sense of taste and smell and still haven't gotten it back. Like,
that's
months and months later, which is, like, scary.
That is scary. Well,
huh?
I'd be kind of healthy, though, at that point. I'm just
if I can't taste the margarita, the world is over.
Like, if I can't taste nothing, like, we getting crackhead skinny out here then.
I'm done with you. But yeah, so we have one person who had COVID here and then they said a janitor had COVID here.
Which is crazy
because they all in every studio, every production room, every office. And
wait,
so that
you want to hear something. I was in the bathroom last Monday and the janitor, after they watched me go in the, I like ran to the bathroom because I had to pee. Do you know they opened the door as I was in the bathroom?
Stop, were you on the toilet?
I was on the toilet.
Were you sitting or are you squatting?
No, I was squatting. Okay. I was like, this is awkward.
Was it a guy or girl?
It was a guy.
Oh, my God. They don't knock.
No,
I'll be in here in the production room and I'll be just talking away, doing the show, and they'll just bust in.
Like, okay, hi.
Don't we have like a like on-air sign
yeah,
out there?
But I don't think anybody looks at it.
Oh, well, whatever. how is your whole 30? Yo, Carly. Okay, bye. So Carly was supposed to be doing this whole 30 for January. Mm-hmm. It's okay because I was supposed to be doing dry January and that didn't work.
I'm sorry.
But she failed.
Yeah. All right. But in my defense, I really just forgot until I was halfway done eating my chicken parm. So the whole 30-day diet basically like gets rid of a lot of foods to see like how your body reacts to certain things. So I couldn't have any dairy, which was the biggest thing for me. No bread, no grain. So I couldn't have oatmeal. I couldn't have any granola. What else couldn't I have? No alcohol. Something else stupid I couldn't have. And I was annoyed. Whatever. But the night that I didn't feel well, because I was like, I'm going to get chicken parm. Like, we'll see what happens. It just didn't click to me. I was eating chicken parm. I was like, Carly, you stupid bitch. You can't have bread or dairy. And so I was like, whatever. But I'm supposed to be fasting right now. And I am fasting. But it's not working the way it should be because I'm not mentally prepared to fast right now.
Really? Like, so what is your...
The prayer aspect. The food is fine.
What... okay, so what does your fast entail?
You can have one meal a day. But it's supposed to be... Some people do it... they eat their one meal in the morning. I'm just like, I don't know if I'm built like that. I did that today, though, so I might not eat for the rest of the day. But I might...
Can you... No snacking or anything?
No.
Oh, my.
You're just supposed to stay in prayer all day. The problem is I'm just so, like, messed up in the head right now. So I'm not in prayer like I should be. So it kind of, like, defeats the purpose of the fast. So, yeah,
so
I don't know.
Are you going to continue?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should start over because, like, to fast, you really should be in the right mental space and you shouldn't be, like, dreading it. And, like, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. But also, like, don't you think that in your moments of weakness,
mm-hmm.
that is when you need it the most?
Yeah.
So if you feel like you can't do it, isn't that the moments when you're supposed to pray and ask God to give you strength to continue? And he's supposed to.
Yeah, you are. But, for anybody like that doesn't fast in general, you do have to mentally prepare yourself for it. And like in the Bible, it talks about like you're supposed to fast with one good intentions, but fast and not dread it. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does. Like that's just where I'm at now. And I just, yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you for doing this fast. I know a lot of people are fasting this month. I know Transformation Church, they're doing like a whole fast as well. But you don't have to do food.
No, you don't have to do food.
I remember I still do it all the time. I fasted social media for 30 days.
Yeah.
And I think when you go into these fasts, you always have to, well, at least my pastor said that, you know, the point of fasting is to give up something in exchange for something.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I want to give up social media in exchange for peace. Mm-hmm. So I remember when I was going through this terrible breakup, when all else fails, when you can't drink anymore, when you can't be depressed anymore, mm-hmm. you're as low as you can get, run to God. That's how it is for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me try fasting because nothing else works. So I fasted social media for 30 days, and I said, God, I'm going to give up something that I love, that I'm on all the freaking time, that I sometimes put before you mm-hmm. in exchange for peace, for you to heal my broken heart. And so I don't think I necessarily like needed to go into it mentally prepared. I just threw myself into it. Mm-hmm. And whenever I felt in those moments of weaknesses, I prayed, you know, when I felt the urge to go on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I also did a fast like years ago when I fasted for the very first time. I fasted secular music.
That is what I was thinking about.
That was powerful.
That's hard. That's a fast,
that,
honey.
That's a real fast, especially like as like a radio personality.
Yeah.
But like, man, the things that like secular music feeds your mind,
mm-hmm.
drugs, alcohol, sex, like big butts, twerking, yeah. like, you know, and then buzz just it. To cut all buzz it, yo. My buzz it challenge failed. But to cut all that out and to only feed your mind with like worship God. Music.
Yeah, it's hard. It's way harder than people think it is. And this is coming from like a biblical standpoint. I don't think people realize like what Satan was known for.
Like, tell us.
Music. So
that's true.
I believe that they are music demons. So like if you ever think about why can't I stop listening to this one song, that's why.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck on the rest of your fast. I hope that you can.
Yeah, girl.
But you know, you can always start over. All right. What's the pettiest thing you did this week? You want me to go first?
Why does this happen to me every week?
Right. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so freaking neighbor bay
mm-hmm.
had to be cut off because you're not going to, you know, stand me up, period. You're not going to say that you're going to do something or come, we're going to do something and then not, and just, okay. So after that, it's one strike and you're done,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
So I haven't texted him in a solid like 2 weeks. He's reached out many times. Like on various different platforms.
Sure has.
And I have not responded because you're not about to disrespect me. It's one strike, you're done. I've been telling you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my ass. So he's, I guess he's been gone for like 2 weeks or whatever. He comes back today, and my luck, I would run into him.
She looked good though.
Oh, thank you. You know, I got the weave. So I ignored him.
At least I tried to.
It didn't really work so much. But, you know, I was just, you know, being my little petty self. And he's like, why haven't you responded to my text messages? Because I didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. that on that. Period.
Period.
Yours?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something petty I've actually done this week. Oh, we ain't seen y'all in 3 weeks, though. So let me think. Let me think. What have I done in the past 3 weeks?
Clubhouse. Remember how he tell the story of how he kept popping back in and out, and then he called.
You tell the story. Okay. You tell the story.
So I guess this is Carly's petty moment. So she cut this nigga off, as she should, mm-hmm. flaky. Okay, because he's flaky. Uh-huh. And once you cut dudes off, they always want to come back. Mm-hmm. Once they realize that you don't talk to them anymore, right? So this dude found her on Clubhouse because he couldn't get a hold of her any other platform. So he got a Clubhouse app. And so me and Carly, we started our own room. Was it petty-ish that he joined? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, it was petty-ish.
We were doing a petty-ish episode on Clubhouse. And this dude, all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding,
like,
he joins into our Clubhouse room. And me and Carly are texting behind the scenes. And he was capping. We were having different topics about like why men cheat, why men act a certain way that they do, why guys have multiple women and blah, mm-hmm. blah. And he was on there trying to show out for Carly. Like, I don't know what he was trying to do.
I don't either, but it pissed me off.
So it pissed her off even more. He calls her after, right? Or calls you?
Because there was something that was said. Go ahead and tell them, actually.
What was said?
We were talking about, I think Chris asked, like, do you bring everybody, like, you're talking to the same function or something?
That's right.
I think that was the question.
That was the question. And he said, yeah, and may the best woman win or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, we got to rewind mm-hmm. to a couple of months ago mm-hmm. when me and Carly were about to go to his birthday party, mm-hmm. right? And he was like, he wasn't even that pressed for her to come. Like, he was just acting so nonchalant about it, like, oh, yeah, you can come if you want. You can come if you want.
And that was annoying because days prior, he was like, please, you have to come. You have to come. You have to meet my friends. Da, 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 da. And I was like, leave me alone.
And he said to Carly, don't be mad if there's bitches in my face.
Yeah. And that, I feel like I was justified in being mad about that.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you inviting that I'm going to be mad?
Exactly.
And so I was like, I'm not coming.
So we didn't go. Right? Now, mm-hmm. Fast forward to now. He was like, yeah, I mean, I invite multiple women to the same function. So the light bulbs are clicking in our head. Like, uh-huh. Okay, had we went there, we probably
would have been pissed.
We would have been looking at hella stupid because there would have been multiple girls fighting over this 5'3" nigga's ass.
Oh, not lowercase.
Lowercase, bruh. Okay. A whole lowercase. And so, yeah, so he was on there basically, you know, exposing himself. And it just was, I think he was
cute for, or he was the man for doing that. But bitch, you didn't played yourself because I haven't answered him since then.
Period.
He like texted me after he told that story. He texted me all these kissy face emojis. Ew. Like, yeah, I got you, bitch. No, bitch, I got you.
Checkmate.
Yeah, checkmate for real. And you know what? It made me even more mad because like after the night after his party, like the next day, we had talked about it and he was like, why didn't you come? And I was like, because you said this, that, and the third. And he was like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I'm not talking to anybody else and da 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 da.
And now here we are and he's basically exposing himself.
Bitch, don't make me contact your baby mother on some real petty shit.
Because we found that they were following each other again, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm positive he's doing something with her. Because he was at Shorty's house for like a solid week and a half around the holiday time.
How do you know?
Because he showed me they used to have this dog together. I saw the dog. I know what her apartment looks like because he's shown me pictures. That's weird. Why didn't you show me her apartment? And he was in her bed. Like, what are you? Like, you know, like,
oh, God.
Niggas are crazy.
I'm glad you moved the hell on.
Yeah. You know, he pinged me into a room twice today. Pinged me into a room.
Was it the throat baby room?
No, it wasn't throat baby room.
The moan room?
No. To his own rooms. I don't want to talk to you. He's called me after that. I'm not doing disrespect in 2021.
Good for you.
One and done. That's it.
Thank you. That's the wave I'm on too. Mm-hmm. You know, I found love on Clubhouse.
Who did you find love?
Remember I told you about this? I went into this matchmaking room, mm-hmm. and I got pulled up on the stage out of all these women for all these guys on Clubhouse to basically fight for my love. It was so...
Oh my goodness.
I just raised my hand as a joke. And so they brought me up, and so they brought all these men up, and basically I had to ask them questions, and if they didn't meet the criteria, they would have to drop down. Uh-huh. So there was like 7 men up on stage, and I was asking them questions like, if you're not a Christian, drop down. If you're emotionally unavailable, drop down.
I think that's cool though.
If you're a mama's boy, drop down. What did I say? 5'7" and below, drop down.
Oh
so
my goodness.
I matched with this guy actually who's from New Jersey. Uh-huh. Like right here where we are. And he's actually plays basketball internationally. So he's in Norway majority of the year. We've been talking for a little bit and then I ghosted him.
Why are you always ghosting somebody? Oh my goodness. This is why you're single.
I know.
Because all you do is ghost people.
I just stopped replying. I think I just get bored easily for a small talk.
Okay. Well, that's
like, just come to my house.
Oh, wow.
Just come to my house.
Don't come to my house. You don't get my address. I'll meet you.
Girlie, be meeting people.
I will meet people.
I'll invite you to my house. That's how I get end up with bipolar people.
You know why?
People.
Because your house is your safe space and like where you're supposed to feel the most comfortable. Bitch, you're not about to make me feel uncomfortable at my house.
That's true.
And so that's why very few people know where
I live. Did I tell them about the bipolar guy? The Bumble guy? My stupid ass had a first day at my house because of quarantine.
Oh my God. I don't know if you told them this story.
I don't know if I did either. I'll give a brief. This is when quarantine was at its height. So we couldn't go to restaurants or anything. Everything was closed. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know, we've been texting for a little bit. We've been voice messaging. We've been FaceTiming. Like, I feel comfortable with this guy coming over my house. So he came. Child. It was fine for the first like 3 hours. Then he started telling me about his like past and his family and how his mom's like mentally challenged and like is bipolar. And then he just started switching up on me, y'all. Like, I forgot what the situation was, but we were talking about Bumble and I was like, I want to see the type of girls that come up on your feed, like that I'm amongst. Like, can I swipe for you basically? I just want to see. And he was like, you're not my homie. What did he say? He was like, you're not my homie. Me and you, we're just getting to know each other. He like freaked out on me. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. My bad. Chill. He was like, he just kept going off on me. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, that's fine. And it was like a demon came out. And he was like, you know what? I don't feel welcome here anymore. Got his stuff and left, or like packed up like he was about to leave. And I was like, oh no, I don't know why I told him to stay. I was like, no, it's fine. Like, everything's all good. Like, my bad. Like, it's all, everything's good. He was like, nah, things are awkward now. Like, sorry, I blew up. You know, I just get really passionate. Like, you're not my homie. Like, we're getting to know each other, like, as more than homies. Like, you can't swipe for me. It was just weird. And then, so I had Carly, I think. Was it Carly?
No, you had Heather, because I wasn't looking at my phone. Heather called.
I had Heather fake call, like, there was an emergency to get him out of my house. It was just bad. I blocked him on everything. He sent me like a voice message the next day and said, oh, I saw you unfollowed me on everything. I see how it is. It was just so.
How else was it supposed to be at that point? Like, you had a whole, that's weird.
He had an episode,
you know,
a bipolar episode.
Reminds me of
who?
Do you remember we were on Clubhouse the other day and I said that one of my friends came into the room who, I don't want to give his identity away, but he texted me on the side and was like, yo, do you think your shorty Kayla will mess with me? Don't make a sound.
Don't make a sound.
I was like, no.
He's bipolar?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll definitely not.
He's like that. Like, not just like very sensitive and like anything sets him off. Yeah. He's a child, a clown. Remember I said he's a clown?
A clown. Right.
I just want to point out also this particular individual literally the night before was, he asked me out more than once that night and I was like, no, you're a clown. And I think he thinks that I'm joking, but I'm not joking. I'm just like being nice about it because we're friends. And then started rapping. Like, why? I don't want to hear this.
Why does he think he put you on the radio? I can't.
Whatever.
So, what's good with this Civil War, though?
What you wearing? What you wearing to the war?
What's good? Because apparently I heard something's going down on Sunday. Y'all ready? Mm. You ready for the war?
I'll be in my bed.
Girl, so apparently, this has been a week. This has been a week, y'all. Like, I can't explain the anger that I felt. It was a week ago today, right? When people were storming the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain what I felt. First of all, I was like, what is happening? Like, I couldn't believe. But the fact that they could actually get into a building such as the Capitol and be chilling.
I just wasn't surprised. I was pissed, but I was not surprised at all. But we know if it was us,
mm-hmm.
we would already be dead.
Yeah. I was like, where's the tear gas? Where's mm-hmm. where's the shooting? Mm-hmm. It was none of that. They literally let them walk in.
They let them in. They let them in.
And it was just crazy. Apparently, I was laughing at the fact that they got in Nancy Pelosi's office.
They
was
took taking them selfies. Pictures. I said, yo, the snow roaches are crazy.
But apparently, like, they were, like, putting piss and poop on the walls.
That's
inside
disgusting.
The Capitol.
That's actually disgusting.
Crazy, right?
None of them had masks on.
None of them had masks
either.
And then there was this lady Elizabeth. She went viral because she was crying about a revolution, and she had a whole onion in her towel.
I would have never. Had you not pointed that out, I would have never.
This
saw
woman
that.
Was talking to the press, and she had an onion in her towel and was rubbing her eyes with the onion to make herself cry.
That's crazy.
She was like, "I was attacked. I'm here to storm the Capitol. It's a revolution.
It's a revolution."
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got maced.
You got maced?
By the police.
And what happened? You were trying to go inside the Capitol?
Yeah, I made it like a foot inside and they pushed me out and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Bitch, go home.
Like, you just told on yourself on national television.
You should be embarrassed.
They should all be embarrassed, to be completely honest.
But how did it, like, make you feel?
I was pissed. I was so angry. I was on several different stages that day on Clubhouse, actually, like, talking about it to different people. But I was so mad. I literally had to turn my phone off and turn my laptop off and turn the TV off because I was getting so angry. I was like, this is, like, the protests in the summer all over again. I'm getting that angry.
Yeah.
So I had to chill.
But it was complete opposite because this time it's like the president of the United States is the one that's inciting it,
mm-hmm.
telling them to go down to the Capitol.
Exactly.
Do you know how dangerous that is?
Mm-hmm.
That is so freaking dangerous. And so today's Wednesday. They're apparently impeaching him right now or trying to impeach him for the second time. But it's not going to go through the Senate.
I don't know.
It's not. I mean, Mitch McConnell already said that he's not going to have the trial in time. And, you know, Joe Biden gets inaugurated next week.
Yeah.
But apparently this Sunday, the 17th, in every single state around the country, there is going to be protests at each Capitol.
If you book.
So I'm going to need everybody to be safe this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I just, it's crazy. The inauguration
That's
happening.
What I'm scared of. Not necessarily Sunday. I'm scared of the actual inauguration. I understand them, you know, wanting to go through things as normal, to have things as normal as possible, but nothing about this past year has been normal.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel it. Somebody's going to try and... There's no way somebody's not going to try and kill Biden.
I will say about the Democrats, they're very prideful.
I don't...
Pride
will get you killed.
Because the day that they stormed the Capitol, they did not need to... The Congress people did not need to go back into that and finish the count.
Absolutely. I was like, are they crazy?
That's so dangerous. But they wanted to do it... They wanted to prove that they cannot be shaken. But like that's risky to go
that's
back
super risky.
To the place that was just, you know, vandalized and stuff like that, where someone was
COVID
just shot.
Particles all in the air.
Yeah,
like
they're very prideful, so they want this inauguration to go on just to prove that like Donald Trump, the Trumpsters, won't win. But bro, my dad works in D.C. He's the general manager of the convention center, and he said that they're using the convention center as a back, like a potential shelter in place.
That's scary.
In case something happens.
That's literally scary.
Yeah. So scary.
I think something is... That's my personal belief. I think something is going to happen. I just don't know what.
I don't think
that
Trump's
me.
People are going to allow this to happen. And you know what's scary, Carly? There are some people who are willing to die.
Yeah.
To die for Trump.
Yep.
In his name. Like, they don't care.
And I don't... I just will never understand why. Like, he's not God.
I don't
he
get
don't
it
give a fuck about you. Why? Perfect example, that woman that got shot. She was ready to die for Trump. She did.
Yeah. I mean, rest in peace, but apparently they're canceling.
Is that evil?
It's kind of evil, but don't be storming capitals if you don't want to put.
Blue Lives Matter. People are gonna stop listening. I don't give a fuck.
Bye. That's okay. So yeah, apparently they're canceling Airbnbs and stuff.
Oh, as they should.
Like all week. Mm-hmm. And apparently my dad said that the day of the inauguration, a few days before, you're not even able to get into DC without a pass.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Hopefully things are fine. Hopefully things are good.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, let's get into KT's hot topic. You know. Lori Harvey.
Oh, gosh.
Is dating my man, Michael B. Jordan.
Unpopular opinion. I don't think he's that cute.
He's cute. He's not like, I think Trey Songz is cuter.
Trey Songz is fine. There's a difference.
But, you know, he was People Magazine's sexiest man alive.
And I don't know that I, whatever.
Whatever. He's fine. He's cute. But yeah, so.
I'm going to be honest. He should feel lucky to be with Lori. That's how I'm looking at it.
Right. Girl, she's 24 years old.
Good for her. Like, she's living her best life.
She is.
She rich and she do what she want.
I just want to be like that.
Me too.
So they came out as Instagram official. Yo, Michael B. Jordan posted her on. Like,
that's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, she, and every time she gets with these guys, they always claim her.
They love her.
Always post them. Always post her on their social media. She never posts them.
That's how it should be.
Yes.
We need to learn from Lori.
Show me off and you can be in the dark. Wizard Kelly your ass. That's what I did with my ex-boyfriend. I only showed from the neck down.
Oh, you sure did. I just didn't even post mine.
So how do you feel about this double standard, though, the people calling her a hoe? People are calling her a hoe because she has been with who? Who's all the people?
Future.
Diddy.
Diddy's son.
Woo! Child. Trey Songz.
That's
kind
of messy, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's, how do you like.
Tiptoeing through your daddy house for real.
How do you like, because Justin Combs was first and then Diddy. So how does the Diddy like say, yeah, I'm smashing the girl that you were. Like,
that's a bad dad, a real bad dad. That's crazy.
So how do you feel about the double standard that people are calling her a hoe just because, you know, she's dated a lot of people.
I don't think that's her being a hoe. I personally don't. They chose to claim her. She didn't claim them. Mm-hmm. She was casually dating them and they posted her.
And how do y'all know she even had sex with all of them?
Exactly. We really can't say that.
You know, when a guy has.
I hope she at least had sex with Trey Songz. I would like to watch.
But when a guy has a lot of sexual partners, he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a boss. You know, he's a playa. But if it's us, like, we are. Ran through. Mm-hmm. We not wifey material. Like, I think that's a complete double standard. I think she's living her life. She's single. She's allowed to date whoever the hell she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And she can drop them like flies if she wants to as well.
Period. Steve Harvey taught her well. Think like a man. And that's what she's doing.
Do you agree with the 90-day rule that Steve Harvey came up with?
The 90-day rule of what?
It's like you have to wait 90 days to have sex with a guy?
No. Yeah. I feel like, all right, what do you call a person that has sex on the first date? An adult.
Well, some people would beg to differ.
An adult.
Some people will call her easy.
Whatever.
I agree to a certain extent. I think for me, for personal preference, I like to wait because I don't like to, I don't want you to hit it and quit it and leave me. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it depends on what your intentions are with that person. But, I mean, do I necessarily feel like there needs to be a waiting rule? No.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
And especially, like, at this point, we're all grown. We're
exactly,
you know, adult. We're an adult. We can handle our own decisions. Like, who cares at that point? Okay, so recently in the news, have you been watching The Bachelor?
No. It just doesn't do it for me.
Why?
Because it's boring. Like, I need the real Bachelor, a.k.a. Flavor Flav type of television. Like, that's what I would watch. I don't want to
watch love
this.
New York. The Ratchet.
That's what I'm saying.
I was watching last night, and I was like, I could be on this, but I would need to be on a Ratchet one, a Ratchet version.
I saw, like, clips of it this morning on somebody on YouTube. And I was like, this is boring. Like, why would I want to watch this?
Well, Matt James is fine.
Another unpopular opinion.
Really?
He
is so beautiful. Well, anyway, so he expressed in the news like yesterday that he is very offended and disappointed that everybody thinks that he's going to end up with a white girl. Now, there are different races on as his contestants. There's white, there's black, there's Ethiopian, there's like Chinese. I would say more so white. But people think that he's going to end up with a white girl.
He probably did. Like, I'm just off of what I've seen, you know?
Why do you think that?
Have you gone through his social media?
I have.
Did you see one black person down that line, down like the whole feed?
No.
Yeah. He ended up with a white girl. I honestly would hope that he, let me not say it, I would hope that he didn't, because everybody has their preference, right? But, you know, I just feel like for this to be the first black bachelor, I think the producers knew what they were doing when they chose him, if that makes sense.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, his best friend is white. Like, and me and Carly have talked about this before. Like, we find it very suspicious if we can go on your social media and we don't see not one person of color. Mm-hmm. Like, that's very telling.
It's weird. It's really weird. And it makes me uncomfortable.
In this day, like, in this day and age, like, not saying that you have to put, I don't know, I just, it just.
You don't have to, here, okay, so here's what it is. If you have several different people on your social media and not, as a white person, if you have several different friends on your social media, not one of them is a person of color, that is suspicious. That's very suspicious.
Right.
And I look at you funny, sorry, it is what it is.
I agree. I mean, I think, well, it's 2021.
Exactly.
If you don't have a diverse group of friends and you are still stuck in your, you know, North Carolina, down south, like, you know, type of environment and group, like, that just, it just tells a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so Matt James does have that kind of feed. Not saying that he's going to end up with a white girl or a black girl. It would be, I don't know. It would be nice.
It would be nice.
It would be very nice, because it would be the first time in Bachelor history with two black.
We'll see.
We'll see. Anyway.
We'll see.
You want to do black excellence or?
Yeah, the black excellence of this week is black people minding their motherfucking business about what's going on at the Capitol.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what was black excellence when it comes to that Capitol thing? The police officer, the black guy, the black police officer who led the rioters in the opposite direction of the set where the senators were.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
So basically they were following him, and had he went to, they were following him, and had he went to the right, they would have went, they would have got to Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence. But he led them the opposite way, away from them, so the senators and whatever had time to escape.
Also, God bless him, because I'd have shot all of them. And then I would have went to jail. I'm not even kidding.
Lord have mercy.
No, because, no, think about it. Like, okay, like, I'm outnumbered. Now I'm fearing for my safety. Everybody, you got to go.
Period. But all he did was he had his mace and he was just fresh. She was spraying.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that was black excellence. All right, let's get into, what are we calling it? Our petty mail? Petty mail.
Petty mail. Oh, yes! Petty mail.
Let's get into our petty mail.
All right, so this one says, hey, girls, I have an issue. I have a trip planned in the next couple of days with a guy that I used to date. And by used to date, I mean as of last week, we broke up. Oh. The issue is I paid for the entire trip and he still thinks that he can come. Now, it was okay when we were together, but now that we're not together, bitch, I don't want you there. She literally said, bitch, I'm laughing. So what should I do? Should I tell him he's cut, or should I let him go on the trip? Or should I give the trip to him and tell him he can take somebody else?
Girl.
You crazy.
You're crazy. Give up your trip. I would say let him come.
Kayla.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
I mean, the trip's in what, 4 days, you said?
Yeah, it's in a couple days.
It's in a couple days. Nah, I changed my mind.
I'm good by myself.
If you pay for the whole trip, if you have the tickets, like, say you're not coming, we broke up, invite somebody else.
Or, okay, he can come. He needs to now pay up, though.
True. If you want to come, you have to give me what your portion would cost.
Yeah.
Period.
Otherwise, you're not coming. That's still very weird. Why did you? I mean, unless it was like a gift for like a birthday or something that she was giving him.
Otherwise,
why would you
he's
pay
a
for
bum.
It? Yeah.
Ew. I'm not paying for no international trip or no trip in period.
Wait, let's talk about that for in general. What do you feel as far as men and women paying for certain things, right? When it comes to, okay, let's say you live with your boyfriend. Who pays the rent?
I think you guys should both pay the rent. I think it should be equal.
Okay.
And I don't think it matters. I mean, if he is makes a lot of money and I don't, I can pick up other places. Like, you pay the rent, I can pay bills, I can pay electricity, so it should be based on what we each can afford.
Okay.
But mainly I say 50-50.
Okay. I'm just curious because I have a friend who doesn't feel like that. Like, she feels like the man should be paying for everything. But that's how she was raised. Her dad paid for everything. So I was like, okay, I gotta get it.
I feel like it's 2021.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
What about when it comes to, like, if you guys are going out to dinner or something?
Okay,
like, let's say you're going on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should the guy, and this is somebody, like, you are getting to know, should the guy always pay?
I think the first dates, yes, the guy should always pay. Mm-hmm. You invited me out, blah, 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 blah. After we've been dating for a while, like, it's so okay for me to get the check every once in a while. Okay. Like, my last relationship, I did that.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, I got it. It's fine. And it was nothing. Like, you pay all the time, you know?
Do you look at guys funny if they don't pay on the first date?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. If you invited me on the date, because I'm not ever going to ask you out on a date. Well, have you ever asked a guy on a date?
Let me think. You know, I'm bold as fuck. I probably have. Let me think.
I'm not doing that. So if a guy asked me out on a date, you're paying. I forgot my wallet in the car. Like, that's just it.
Have I asked somebody else? I did, but it was after our first date, though.
That doesn't count.
Okay, so.
Because I would be like, oh, let's go out again.
Yeah. I said I would pay this time.
Did you?
No. He paid.
All right, you want to get out of here?
Let's go.
Let me start my show. We will be having episodes every week from now on. Nobody's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Unless somebody gets COVID.
TBH, we don't know what's going on next week, though.
You think it's going to be that bad?
I don't know.
Yikes. Well, we're going to pray for you guys over the next few days. Be safe this weekend, please.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the country, there is going to be a lot of hate. There is going to be a lot of rioting. Stay home if you can. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. It's really not worth it.
Are you coming to work next week or on the 20th?
I plan on it, yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah. I know some other people took off.
I know.
That kind of scares me, though. Like, dang, should I take off?
I would have. I kind of.
Not take off, or at least just work from home.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, guys, please be safe. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week. If we don't, that means the world's over and there's a civil war.
Yeah. Get ready.
But make sure you follow me on Instagram at KaylaThomas40.
And follow me at Carly Bria.
You can follow us at Pettyish Podcast also on Instagram. We love you. Bye, bitches.
Bye.